Welcome to the podcast. This is another just short podcast about, this one's about Tucker and the whole thing with Fox News and everything. I haven't really written down my thoughts, but one thing I noticed is that people are talking about him maybe running for president, and what I have to offer is what I know. And I was watching the Patrick Bet David podcast about this, and he has his own perspective and he has ways of looking at things that I don't, and not who am I, right? But who is anybody? But he was comparing him to Winston Churchill and saying that, like, Winston Churchill was like in the same space that Tucker was. No, Churchill was not royalty, but like aristocracy. I think he was in the Boer War. He led troops in World War I on the battlefield, not like running out in front of them, but he was, I don't know what he was. He was First Lord of the Admiralty at one point. He was the guy in Parliament leading the opposition during the Hitler years, when Hitler was running Germany before the war, saying, "This guy is dangerous. We have to do something." And so when Hitler finally started the war, everybody kind of looked to him like, "Sorry, you were right. We should have got ready." So, yeah, he was not like a journalist. Yeah, he wrote some books. That's true. He's an aristocrat. He had some time on his hands. But he also... so he's a scholar, but he also wasn't Tucker Carlson. He was a legit statesman. I mean, if you want to find a statesman, that's Churchill. He cared about his country and he cared about the empire. But anyway, so that feeds into the argument about Tucker. I remember when he came on to Fox News and it was just kind of, he would just argue with people and like laugh at them and show how ridiculous they were. And some people didn't like that. It turned some people off, but people like me, I don't like that, but no one on our side does that or did that. Maybe we do it too much now, but it was like, yeah, that guy is an idiot. What he's saying is idiotic. This is stupid. And, you know, you can not like his style. Sometimes he's too condescending. He's kind of moved away from that. I think he realized, this isn't becoming of me. Like, this is stupid. This is like 12-year-old arguing with somebody, making him look ridiculous. And he did. But now he's become kind of a voice of reason. The left hates that guy. And everyone on the right loves that guy. Whoever you are, you know, David Brooks, he called him that guy who's, "I'm mad and I'm not going to tell Edward R. Murrow," or I don't know exactly, but I think he called him Edward R. Murrow, like a ridiculous ranting and raving guy, right? That's kind of what Tucker is, but at the same time, he's a voice of sanity too. He's a kind of moderate slash populist person from the right. And during the BLM riots, he was the only one out there saying, "This is a very dangerous time for this country where one group is sacrosanct and they can do whatever they want and we all have to do what they say or else." No one else was saying that. And I think the reason he got fired is because he cost Fox News $750 million because he reported on the Dominion machines. Now, whether what he reported was true or not, I don't know. I don't want to get sued by Dominion, right? Even though they run our elections. Think about that. You can get sued by the people who run our elections. Does that sound like a free country to you? Does that sound like a stable democracy where the people's voice is listened to? No. That sounds like a place where corporations buy elections and they sue you if, you know, I don't know what happened. I'm just saying that's what it sounds like. And the very fact that as I'm saying this, I fear that I could potentially be sued. I know I'm not going to, who knows, but that's insane. You shouldn't be able to be sued because you slandered a company that runs our elections. Can you see how insane that is? That's like being sued for slandering the president because you said, I think he's corrupt. What? You can say whatever you want about the president. Trump is stupid for saying, hey, people come after me. We need stricter libel laws. Yeah, you were the president of the United States, dude. People can say what they want about you. I'm sorry. It's a free country. This is not communist China. Anyway, I'm surprised at the kind of outpouring of love for Tucker. But at the same time, I'm not, because everybody likes him. They might not like everything he says. That's impossible. But everybody knows they can turn to him for some kind of reasoned thinking. Sometimes he's wrong. Sometimes he's kind of a hothead, whatever. But he's our voice, kind of. I think it'd be great if he was Trump's VP, right? Now, I know people are like, he's a leader. We don't really know what he is. He's just kind of this rich, bratty kid who comments about politics. That's all he's ever done. He's never led anything. He's never been in politics, as far as I know. He's never run something. I mean, I guess he runs his show. That's something. But then he, you know, that doesn't mean he couldn't run something. You know, what did James Madison ever run? I don't know. I don't know his backstory, the greatest. But he could probably just slide into the presidency and do pretty well. He's thought about all the issues. He knows how to argue. Not that that's the entire presidency, but it's a big part of it. I mean, think about how he would do in debates. I don't know how he would do in debates, but we have seen him in debates in real life. So who would he debate? Biden? Biden sucks. He sucks. He sucked at debating before he was senile. I can't imagine that they're going to float that guy again. But here's the deal. If the Democrats just cheat to steal the election again, they can run a scarecrow, which is basically what they have. They can run anyone and they'll win because they'll find more votes. And the people who are running around acting like everything's like it was when we were 15, I think they have their head in the clouds. I think that's wishful thinking. We're in a much more corrupt time than we wish that we were in. And the fact that a company can sue you for $1 billion if you say something bad about them because they run elections is insane. And maybe that will be his calling card. I don't know. Maybe he'll get sued again. But once you're running for president, can someone sue you for what you say? Maybe. I don't know. You're not a member of Congress. I mean, they can say whatever they want on the floor of the Senate and the House. I don't know. I think he'd be good. I'd vote for him. I don't know. I'd probably vote for him over Trump. That's another thing is, I think people don't realize how many Republicans can't stand Trump, but he's all we've got. And so the rhinos won't, I bet you most rhinos didn't even vote for him. But they can't say that out loud because they know that MAGA will get mad at them. But there's people like me who roll my eyes when I hear him talking, just rambling. Now, not to compare him to Hitler, but if you read stuff, Hitler would just ramble and ramble and ramble, and everybody would just sit there listening to him. Now, I know politicians do that, but Trump takes the cake. There was an interview, I didn't even finish it, with him and Mark Levin, and Trump's just rambling about this and that. And it's not even like one coherent thought and then, okay, I'm done. It's like just going from one thing to the next, like a, what is it? I don't know what they call it when you just keep jumping from thing to thing. And that's kind of weird. That's kind of like a very unnormal trait that he has. I don't want my president like that. I don't really want him to be the president again. But I think he did a good job. If he could just stop being weird and do the good stuff that doesn't turn everyone off, then he'd be great. But what he should have done is just bowed out and become a kingmaker. That's really what he should have done. But he wants revenge. And he wants to prove that he was robbed and that he can come back and get him. I mean, that's why he was president in the first place. When Obama humiliated him at the press dinner, which turned into a you're supposed to roast the president. Go look at old ones. They roast the president. And then when Obama got in, you can't roast him because he's black. And you don't need to roast him anyway because he's Jesus, right? So then they roast everyone else. And he roasts everyone else. He's such a pompous, I can't stand that guy. Because he acts like he's so humble and he's so pompous. Or he acts like he's so, I don't know what. But he's so vindictive and he's so thin-skinned. And he's so nasty. But he doesn't act nasty. He's as nasty as Trump. He's just more like sinister than Trump. Go watch the press, whatever they were, the press dinner. It wasn't a good time had by all. It was just vindictive jokes about their political enemies, which is not what it used to be. It used to be kind of a lighthearted time. Go watch that. There's this like Catholic dinner that the presidential candidates always have before the election. And Trump gets up and gives some very vindictive and like nasty jokes. And everybody's like, ooh. Obama did the exact same thing. But see, Obama's the good guy because he's black and he's oppressed and he's for the downtrodden. And Trump is this evil rich white dude. So it's okay. I think Tucker would be great. I'd vote for him. I don't know if he'll do it. I don't really want to see him arguing with Trump and Trump just saying, oh, you're short, you're stupid. How much do you bet Trump has already come up with a bad nickname for Tucker? Like Ron DeSanctimonious. I feel like we've moved on from that, though. I don't even know why that was attractive to people in the first place. A little Marco. Okay, what are we, 10? Like, I don't know. I can see why rhinos and Democrats hate the guy. I hated the guy at first. But look, he was president for 4 years, and he did a pretty good job. Nobody on the right can argue that. I think the only people on the right who don't like him are people who have too many Democrat friends who are embarrassed and tired of making excuses. But see, that's Rush Limbaugh would always say, look, I don't care about having Democrat friends. I don't care about if anyone likes me in D.C. And you have to be that way or else you get co-opted by them. Just like Romney, just like, you know, Bush, just like all these idiots who have worked up in their heads that Trump is Hitler when there's no evidence for any of that. Is he shady? Yeah. Is everyone else in D.C. shady? Yeah. So how come Trump's the only one that we all freak out about that he's shady? They're all shady. Why is Trump unique? I don't really know why. Because he sticks up for the little guy? Because he's unorthodox? I don't know why. I think it's because he can't be controlled. All right, well, that's my Tucker-style rant where I went on too long. But that's some of my thoughts about the whole Tucker thing. Thank you for listening.